Hello and welcome back to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. I'm joined today by Guy Schoen of explainthemarket.com. We're going to talk about SMEs, and for a few of our viewers, probably not aware of what an SME is, so if you could just briefly explain what an SME is and a recent article or report that you've written.
Well, that's right. Well, I mean, SME stands for small and medium-sized enterprise, yeah. But actually one of the things we found most interesting about this report that we've just produced with FinCap was that the range of different businesses that that term encapsulates. So we spoke to businesses that turn over £1 million a year, right the way up to businesses that are turning over £500 million a year. So there's a huge range of different businesses. And one of the sort of interesting points about kicking off this work that we've done was that, you know, 99% of all UK businesses fall into that category. So I think at a time when there's lots of economic news going on, lots of people talking in the media about things that are happening, we just felt it was really interesting to try and sort of talk to those businesses that make up the overwhelming majority of UK companies. I mean, I was talking to someone yesterday and sort of saying that, you know, when I drive into London, I drive past so many different business parks and industrial estates, and often I'm guilty myself of not really taking time to think about all that great activity that's going on those business parks. So yeah, we've done this report with FinCap, trying to understand, well, what are the attitudes and aspirations? How do people who run those medium-sized businesses really feel at the moment? And what are they focused on over the next sort of 3 to 5 years?
Understood. I mean, as you rightly said, there seems to be a lot of press coverage around FTSE 100 companies, and certainly with regards to Brexit and whether they support the government for Brexit and what that actually means for them. But in the meantime, the engine room of the UK are the SMEs. And in your report, what were their main concerns? Are they concerned about Brexit, for example?
Well, what was interesting is they do have concerns. So these are people who are worried about all sorts of different things. But their worries are not the same necessarily as the worries that you see often in the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. So the number one worry that we found for business owners across the country was cybersecurity. You know, and you look down the list of other worries, and it's things like, you know, how do we find the right people to hire? How do we get advice about how to fund our next round of growth? And Brexit was a concern, but it was quite a long way down the list. You know, when you sit down and talk to a lot of these business owners, what really sort of strikes you is, you know, firstly how ambitious they are, and secondly how kind of driven and sort of self-motivating these people are. There's a real sense of, yes, there might be some macro concerns out there, but there's always something difficult to try and navigate through. Mm-hmm. And actually our focus is, well, you know, how are we going to focus on, you know, how we're going to navigate through it over the next few years? So, you know, confidence amongst this group, actually, we found was greater than perhaps some of the huge multinationals that we hear so much from.
Mm-hmm. And I'm for the smaller companies, and albeit, you know, as you say, the turnover is quite large at the top end of the scale, one would like to think they're innovative, they're moving forward. So the headwinds of Brexit, I mean, if that makes a company fold, then maybe they haven't got the right model. So therefore, I assume they're just trying to get on business as usual, increase their margins, grow their business. But just to pick up on cybersecurity, and that's interesting for these smaller companies. We've had a lot in the news with the likes of Equifax and various other large UK companies have been impacted over the recent months. Is that such a big concern, though, for these small companies?
I think one of the reasons that it is a concern is about how do you control your business? Mm-hmm. So people are thinking about, you know, how do we make sure that we're secure, we protect what we've built up so far, mm-hmm. and then how do we make sure that we absolutely maximise the growth opportunity that we've got over the next few years? And one of the biggest ways that people were thinking about that issue of growth was it's about getting the right sort of help. You know, and one of the interesting things we found is when we asked business owners to look back over the last few years and talk to us about funding and how they manage funding for growth, often the focus was very much on private equity. You know, that was kind of, it just completely dominated the options that people had. But then when we asked the same people to think about, okay, well, what about the next few years? What options are you considering there? There we found a much broader range of options that people were considering. So investor networks, mm-hmm. crowdfunding was coming up, and then increasingly IPO as an option seemed to be featuring more now than it has done over the last few years. You know, we've got now things like AIM and mm-hmm. other markets, different ways of accessing the London Stock Exchange, for example. So I think there are there's a real story here about sort of UK bosses who are thinking, okay, you know, I want to understand the full gambit of options available to me when it comes to growing my business.
Understood. And what was the kind of general overview? Was it an optimistic overview of the years to come, certainly in the UK economy as a whole and for businesses individually? Was that the case, or was it more of a pessimistic view?
No, incredibly optimistic. So we found, you know, over 90% of people that we surveyed wow. said they're expecting growth next year. Mm-hmm. 80% of people that we surveyed said that they're in the planning stages for new jobs to be created next year. And then when it came to sort of confidence in the economy, we wanted to try and isolate, well, what is it they're confident in, mm-hmm. and what are they less confident in? So we found that 70% of people that we spoke to were confident in the UK economy, whereas only 65% were confident in the global economy. So that's a good story overall, mm-hmm. but there's a greater degree of confidence in our own national economy here at home. And we found that was, you know, both sort of quite a heartening thing to find, but also something that was interesting because it perhaps differs sometimes from some of the headlines that we can hear so much about.
Well, it's great with regards to job creation, and that, in theory, should feed down to the high street consumer or to the average Joe on the street. So that's positive. Were there any specific sectors where you felt that they were more optimistic than others?
Yeah, I mean, the technology sector as a whole is obviously thriving at the moment. Mm-hmm. You've got and you look at particular areas. So there's clearly something very exciting happening across the east of England. So mm-hmm. Cambridgeshire, for example, and we know there have been many great examples yeah. of tech businesses there. Equally, Northern Ireland seems to be having a real thriving tech sector at the moment with lots and lots of confidence. But equally, you know, across financial services, payments businesses mm-hmm. seem to be an area where there seem to be an awful lot of activity and confidence too. So, you know, all of these sort of main industries that we hear so much about in the media, these small and medium-sized enterprises are providing, you know, almost the backbone to driving these industries forward.
Fantastic. So it's not just London-centric.
And that was one. You know, London obviously came out very, very highly when people were talking about confidence and future investment and growth. We were expecting that, but actually, you know, the east of England, the West Midlands, the northwest of England, Northern Ireland, all of these areas had their own sort of success stories. And across the board, you know, this is a group of people, particularly the medium-sized businesses, who are really confident, you know, and are making a huge contribution to our mm-hmm. economy. You know, 60% of all private sector jobs come from that group of businesses. So incredibly important and actually great news that they're feeling so confident.
Fantastic. And if our viewers need to find out more about this report or more about your company, how do they go about that?
Well, we part of this project is all about hearing the voice of mm-hmm. small and medium-sized enterprise directors and owners and people interested in that. So, you know, you can go to the FinCap website, Google FinCap, mm-hmm. FINCAP, or you can come and tweet me at Guy Schoen, and we'll make sure that your voice is heard, and we want to get as many people involved in this conversation as possible. We're going to run it for a good sort of 9 to 12 months going mm-hmm. forward. And we want to listen to that voice that perhaps hasn't been listened to quite as much as it could have been so far.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like a positive story. Guy Schoen of explainthemarket.com, thank you so much for joining us today.